All right, thanks for those of you who managed to early in the morning come in and come to this presentation on community academic partnerships in public health law education. I'm Charity Scott. I am the lead faculty member on a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant. Many of the speakers today are fellows in a faculty fellowship program that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funded to promote innovations in public health law teaching at schools of law, social work, and public health, as well as at medical schools. So here's what the program is for this morning. I'm going to give a brief introduction to the fellowship program. Then we have five speakers. I will let them come up each seriatim and introduce themselves. I wanted to use this time to give you a brief introduction to this overall faculty fellowship program that we had, these 10 dynamic, highly motivated, very interesting fellows participate in and are currently implementing their projects in public health law education. So the goal of the program was threefold. It was to promote innovative teaching. And each of the projects, you're going to hear about four of them, you'll see do that. Another goal is to create a vibrant, robust community of practice. That is a cohort of folks interested in public health law education that not only get to know each other for the purposes of this fellowship year. It began in July in the summer of 2014, goes on through the end of next spring's academic year, and for the future. These are networks and relationships that will carry on in the future of education. We're hoping that these projects spur a sort of movement in best practices in public health law education, and to further that goal, that vision of this project is the goal of building resources that everybody can share in, both in substantive public health law content as well as in pedagogical resources. So I'm just going to give a kind of a very, very high level sense of the common themes that are coming out of the projects, and each of the speakers will have an opportunity to get in more detail and depth about their particular project. But I wanted to say that a feature of a lot of them is that they are partnering affirmatively between a academic unit or two, public health, say, in the law school, and a community partner, which might be a public health agency or other not-for-profit agency doing public health work in the community. The projects are highly interdisciplinary. They're going to take students from law, potentially medicine, public health, social work, depending on the individual project. And these are going to pose some challenges in terms of implementing the projects. most of the projects are focusing more on skills, and values, and attitudes than they are on cognitive, doctrinal learning in public health law. The experiential learning will be with the partnerships, generally speaking, with the community partner. And through the experiential learning research, policy, advocacy, or other kinds of work that the students will be doing with their community partner, the content will come through that, generally speaking. I'm making some overgeneralizations about them. There will be, out of some, proposed legislation or regulation coming out. Ethics and professionalism is sort of blended throughout many of the projects, as well as a concern that the students become sensitive to and understanding how law can be used to improve health equity in this country. Second goal, as I mentioned, is building this community of practice, and here we've got a couple of our fellows here. We spent the 10 days in July 2014 out in Park City, Utah, engaged in professional development. That was the kickoff to the program. It was, I think, a pretty exciting time. And it was where we first sort of began to build the cohort, as well as to explore navigating change in academic communities, bringing definition to each of the projects, and beginning to build relationships. One of the things we did, we spent a day at the National Ability Center in Park City, Utah, doing a service learning project, as well as doing various challenge courses. And the idea behind that was exploration, kind of a theme of the entire 10-day period, and getting ourselves out of our comfort zones, because after all, that's what we ask our students to do. And doing ropes courses were definitely out of the comfort zone, I think I can say, for everybody, including myself. But nonetheless, we got up there and we did that, and that's the experience that I think our students are going to find, many of their students in these projects. This is going to be unfamiliar terrain in each of these projects, and so a little bit of empathy was hopefully developed. All right, our third goal was to build resources, and we're working on two things. We've got a public website. that has public health law content. It's hosted on the Georgia State Law website, and it's under development. But it's hopefully a resource that we'll just go live with at some point during the fellowship year. And we're also building a secondary website that is specifically directed to pedagogical resources in teaching. This will host the fellows, syllabi, case studies, other tools, and teaching portfolio materials, as well as not just the fellows, but others, other academics. This will not be open to the public. It will be open to all public health law academics and password protected. And this is all of our fellows. And with that, I'm going to ask Mike Berman to come first, introduce himself. I would like to say two things before I sit down. I'm moderating this session, so I will be the timekeeper. I'd like to acknowledge Samantha Gross, who will be our last speaker, but not the least speaker. She's not part of the fellowship program, but she is presenting on medical legal partnerships, and one of the fellows in the program is creating a new medical legal partnership up at Hamline Law School, Minnesota. And I'd also like to not acknowledge Elizabeth Bierke, who is another fellow but will not be presenting during this session. So with that, Micah.